Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, for Torch Tuesday this week, we sent Cato to a home improvement store to do his laundry. Unfortunately, there are no water hookups attached to those washing machines in there.
It's false advertising.
It is.
It's false advertising.
Yeah, I just wanted to just try it out before I buy it. It was hilarious. But when it comes to laundry, 30% of couples say they fight about the laundry the most. Now, I don't know what you'd be fighting about except for checking pockets, and I do want to talk about that in just a second. But is that a big problem at your house, Stacy?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
Not here either.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, my wife does not check pockets, and that does cause problems sometimes,
okay.
But we don't fight about it.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. I empty my pockets as soon as I walk in the house.
Well, you have to do your own laundry, though.
But I'm just saying, even if I didn't do my own laundry, I empty all my pockets when I first get home.
Have you ever thought you were weird?
I just, no. I don't wash anything with anything in my pockets.
Well,
Me either.
I was saying, like, every year around 3,000 people in the U.S. are hospitalized after tripping over laundry baskets, and we can come to the conclusion,
really?
probably guys, because this is interesting. Average guy doesn't learn how to do the laundry until he's what age? Average guy.
29 came to my mind.
It's a little bit old.
Okay.
24.
I wasn't that far off.
Yeah. Gosh. You know, but a lot of moms will make their teenage kids do laundry.
My wife makes my kids do laundry.
I think it's a great idea.
I took laundry from my mom. I told my mom, do not do my laundry anymore. I got it.
Really?
Well, your mom must have been bad at laundry.
He's weird.
I don't remember why I did that.
Yeah.
I think I might have had a pink shirt one time.
So, yeah.
But that was the only mistake I've ever known her to make. But.
That makes sense, though, because when you're a teen, you care very much about how your clothes look.
Yeah.
And so if your mom's not doing them exactly how you want them, you might step in.
All right. Well, when it comes to checking those pockets, who's responsible for checking pockets? The guys say the girls or whoever's doing the laundry, the girls say... Wow. You check your own pockets.
Check your
own. If it gets washed, it's your fault.
John and I, we're both guilty of not checking pockets. And then you're entering the washing machine and you're like, oh, pennies, tissues, fuzzies all over the inside.
I was going to say, where did this come from? Pennies are okay, but whenever you leave something like paper or tissue, it makes a mess.
Yes. But the pennies, though, don't they get down those cracks and mess up your washing machine?
Not usually.
You might need a new washing machine, 2025 model or
something.
They have a nice one at Home Depot.
So, also things that they find, paper money was the top thing. Even some people mentioned like their cell phone. They've left the cell phone in there.
No,
if you're putting pants in there.
That's pretty bad.
That is super bad. I'm like, pull that cell phone out. Yeah. Well,
it's about as bad as leaving anything else in your
pocket.
No,
it's not, because like a receipt doesn't leave a bulge in your pocket. Your phone is like weighs a ton and has got a bulge. How do you not see that?
We'll say that it was a Friday into a Saturday, so they forgot that their cell phone was in there after a night of going out and having a good
drinking
time.
Involved.
Yeah, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt of the booze.
Okay, and food like chewing gum? Was mentioned.
Oh man!
How did you? Sticks in the pocket.
Okay.
Yeah,
not
like
chewed gum.
No, yeah, you've got like you're going to church or something. Like I'll put a couple of these sticks in here in case my breath gets bad. You forget about it, and before you know it, your pocket's got. Your pocket's been chewing gum. Yeah. when my kids were younger, one son had a dead grasshopper in his pocket.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That was kind of freaky.
We held a little. I don't know if it was dead before. It got there, but yeah, it was in his pocket.
We had fun for a little while.
We had a little grasshopper funeral.
I will say, guys, you need to be very careful washing women's jeans. So do not put them in the dryer. John did that, and
you never get into them again.
Well, yeah. It was one of those things where I was like, I had to tell all my friends on Facebook. I said, John just put my jeans in the dryer, and ladies were like,
Or how about like Spanx, stuff like that? I think that might be where some of the fights come in.
It's Spanx like, are stretchy possibly, though, right?
Well, but they do shrink up.
If they're 100% cotton.
Yeah.
Wow.
They make Spanx out of cotton?
I thought
that was the whole thing. They were elasticy.
I don't know, Tom.
I know.
Well, I don't wear Spanx all the time. Obviously, look at me. I'm not wearing Spanx right now.
My mom, she's like, do not ever do my laundry. She's like, I don't want you to do it anymore because I did some of that stuff. I'm like, I was just trying to help you put it in the dryer and all this.
I don't know why.
Good intentions.
Why does women's jeans shrink and guys, I mean, I'm sure guys do.
Guys do. They aren't starting off barely able to fit in before they put them in the dryer.
So they're still trying to get in that size.
They're laying on the bed, pulling them up and jumping up and down. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you shrunk them a little more.
All girls say you got to jump at least 4 or 5 times before you get a real good pair of jeans. So you exercise for putting your clothes on. Okay.
You know, talking about doing the laundry wrong and getting stuff in your pockets and ruining everything, it's almost like when the Roomba is cleaning your carpet and there's a dog turd.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden it drags it across the whole house.
No.
And you're like, it's like the laundry can ruin your entire load of laundry by one dumb mistake, just like that.
Yeah.
But at least it's not a turd.
Okay.
Turd will wash out.
And honest.
Really, it will.
Get some bleach.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you've heard of artificial intelligence, but you probably haven't heard a lot about this. Artificial blood. They are actually moving on to human trials of a new artificial blood that they say will solve problems with our current blood supply. It also solves problems with blood type mismatching so that they don't have to worry about getting the right blood type for the person.
Mm-hmm.
And they are doing clinical research on this in Japan right now.
That makes sense because you think about those little bitty computers they put into your bloodstream and stuff. They can, cameras that can find all that stuff. And how?
I'm not sure what you're talking about there.
Don't they have like cameras that can like go into your bloodstream and stuff?
I don't know about your bloodstream.
Okay,
they can probably.
Okay, I know that one. But like little bitty things like that everywhere. Imagine if they could do that with some kind of AI blood that goes in and kills cancer cells or whatever.
I don't trust it. Okay. I don't trust they're going to put some vaccines in it to trick everybody. And
what would they do with that?
The insurance company is going to charge an outrageous amount for the blood when you have to have a blood transfusion.
They already charge an outrageous amount for blood.
Ridiculous.
I mean, but if you're laying there bleeding out from whatever, you're probably going to want to take whatever they'll give you.
I don't trust it.
Okay. I am very interested in this because it can solve a lot of problems. Right now, they have a difficult time when it comes to like storing up enough blood for a big disaster of any kind, and it doesn't last very long. So the blood doesn't last very long at all. And this way, this artificial blood is supposed to have like a 2-year shelf life that it can be stored. And that way, whenever something does, maybe a big event or a big problem happens, they're able to get to a lot of blood and since it's not as important to have it be like a certain blood type, since it doesn't have a type, then anyone can take it. They don't have to have a certain, you know, kind sitting around.
So what will it blend with your own blood, or is, does yeah. it make your blood?
No, it would just blend in with your own blood and do the same job that it does. They say that the short shelf life of regular blood is a huge factor. And also there's no like negative response to this blood. Like if you were to get the wrong O positive or A negative, it doesn't react that way at all.
So you're telling me blood has an expiration date on it when they go in the refrigerator at the hospital?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay.
I just looked it up because I had the same question. That's it's 4 months.
Really?
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, you got that questionable type and it's the guy's laying there and it's like, oh, this expired 2 days ago. Let's just go ahead and try
smell it. Smell it. See, yes, it smells good. Has it got lumps in it?
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Uh-huh. Now, would this...
It's
would this,
butter blood.
Would this blood be okay for Dracula?
That's a good question. Yeah. That could solve a lot of problems there too, Kato.
Yeah,
I mean, he wouldn't have to go biting people anymore.
Oh, because my neck still hurts.
He'd just be like getting it on Amazon, having packages delivered on his front door.
The movies wouldn't be as interesting, though.
Him shopping on Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm going to order some blood.
I wonder if they have a blood type A.
Well, the World Health Organization says this will help also a lot with areas that are not as highly technologically advanced. Like here in the United States, we have a pretty good blood supply. But if you go to somewhere like Africa, they don't have the technology to do as much of that. Right. And you get out into anywhere past the big cities, you don't have a good blood supply. So this would be something they could ship around pretty easily and get to places it needs to be. One thing I thought of that would be a negative to this is like my wife makes a pretty good little side income selling blood. You know, they pay you for your blood.
See, they used to not.
They do now. It's like, and they should, because they charge an arm and a leg for it at the hospital.
I used to give back in the day, and I finally got tired of lying on that entrance exam. So.
Okay. Well, now maybe the money might, you know, make it worth it to you.
Back in the old days, you get a cup of orange juice and a cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not money.
What's funny is we have O positive, which is like the universal type, and they pay more for it. Like, we'll get $100 when everyone else is getting 60.
I don't know what kind of...
I think it's O negative.
Oh, maybe it is O negative.
Because I'm O positive, and I think that means that I can donate and give to all the positives.
Okay.
And
well,
then
they pay
O
good
negative.
For O positive.
Okay.
You should do it.
I'm going to have to call Jamie, because where's she going to get...
At the regular blood connection.
Okay,
they send
so
us
it's
text.
The gift cards.
Yeah, they text all the time, and they'll be like, you can get $80 worth of gift cards at the blood connection.
Like double gift card day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm giving today.
There are weekends when they do like extra, and it's pretty good.
How many times can you go in a day?
Well, Kato, depends on how sleepy you get.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, get rid of those scented candles and diffusers and all that smelly good stuff that makes your house look so cozy. And actually, it makes it feel cozy because it could be detrimental to your health. Yeah, new research shows that it may not improve your indoor air quality to your home if you have a lot of candles and all that junk in there.
My mother-in-law, like, fried her entire AC system. It, like, caused this
really?
Big, like, carbon explosion. Oh, and there was brown or black stuff coming out of every vent.
Ooh.
They had to bring in one of those... Pro, what are they called? The cleaning places?
Candles calls that.
That's what they said.
I don't
believe it. It's true.
It,
now,
it is true.
Are you a candle person, Stacey?
No. Okay. John likes candles, though. Okay. And every time he lights a candle, I'm like, oh. Because when they're burning, it doesn't burn all the wax and it creates soot, which goes, if you do a few candles in your house, check the filter. You will be freaked out. You will be freaked out.
Yeah.
My in-laws must have run an awfully good scam because they had to come out and clean all of those air ducts out. It was just like even around the edges of the air ducts was black coming out.
It's the soot. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, the manufacturers are not required to disclose all the stuff that's in and substances in the candles. And so, you know, especially if you're like at the jockey lot buying some of those knockoff candles that are not real,
yeah.
You can't even find a wick to them sometimes. It's like, imagine the cheaper candles, what's in that compared to the fancy, like, you know, Yankee candles.
And I bought one of the cheaper ones, but it was one of those real big ones. There's three wick.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep.
Oh, no.
I woke up to wax running down my coffee table, along the leg of my coffee table, on my carpet. It just... I'm like, well, that's the cheap ones, because if you buy the nice ones, they're not going to do that.
I still have a ton of candles. We'll talk about that in just a second. But negative impacts, health impacts, migraines. Do you get migraines? Could be because of that. Asthma attacks, dermatitis, they say. Also, nitrogen oxides are the most produced gaseous pollutant from scented candles. So that's what you're getting right there.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure our air out there is not any... cleaner than
you're worried
your
about vaccines, them putting some kind of minor invisible molecules inside of you, and you're not worried about this.
Now, everything's gonna kill you.
Okay,
I'm not going to worry about something. I'm going to enjoy life. Whether
you worry
I die.
About the vaccines,
I'm gonna light a candle. We got one right
all now. Right. Hey, here we go. Hey, so how many kinds of scented candles do you have in your house?
One.
You only have one? Yeah. Wow, okay. You don't do it then.
Tom. We don't do the candles. Okay. We do the wax melt warmer things.
Oh, the crock pots, little crock pots. Yeah. Hey, I got a funny story. My friend's kid was dipping their fake food into the crock pot. It was like they had like one of those little bitty kitchens, and she was dipping it in the crock pot thing.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was dangerous.
In the crock pot thing. You mean in the candle thing, the melting thing?
The melting, yeah. Okay. It looks like a little crock pot thing. So she took her food over there.
I like to play with wax.
Yeah.
I like to get it on my fingertips. I don't have any candles, believe it or not.
I have a bunch. I have probably 15 in my house. I don't light them all the time. Now, one commode has about 15. You know, it's like a seance in my bathroom where because somebody died in there, I have to have a seance to, you know, see who did it.
Cato, you said you don't have any candles. Is that because you got rid of the ones you melted, that three wick one?
Yeah, just
that was your last one.
Yep.
I don't blame you.
No, I don't know why. I just don't ever think about buying. I have the plug-ins.
Those little heater plug-in things.
It's just like a Glade plug-in for Breeze.
Yeah. Well, I need to. I think after thinking about all the candles I have on my toilet, I need to put a fire extinguisher in my bathroom.
Would be safe. Did somebody really die in your bathroom?
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Oh my gosh,
Stacey.
Did you just?
Yeah.
There was a reason we ignored him when he said that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, someone died in here.
Oh, I got it. Okay. I'm a little late.
Okay.
But you put him on the back of your toilet and light them?
Sometimes.
What happens when, like, your mom goes and to sit down with her hair?
She's got her own bathroom.
I don't trust him in the back of the toilet.
That doesn't make any sense.
A lot of times it's kind of being at the fair. It's kind of like, you know, I see if the splash can put any of them out.
Wow, you just all dirty this morning.
I'm just trying to have a little fun here. It's not that bad.
That's pretty gross.
Okay, so candles, incense sticks, another thing that can cause, you know, some of those pollutants. You know, you got the little, I forget what they look like, pickup sticks that are inside a bottle or a jar.
Yeah.
Those are the incense sticks.
You got the potpourri, the crock pots, the diffusers, night light, little heaters, and, sticks for Christmas trees. You know those little sticks that you have on the Christmas tree you hang? Makes it smell good?
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing, they say, that could be messing with you if you're sniffing a lot in your house. It could be that stuff. So it's a trade-off. Do you want a stinky house, you know, and not, or do you want to like go ahead and put some of the stuff in there and not live as long?
I'll go with the latter.
I'll just bake some cookies.
How will a ladder help? Sorry.
Somebody's bombing in here now.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Stacy, you may need to help him, Bub. Anyway. Yeah.
Just bring my mic down here.
Come on now.
Yeah, move the microphone for him.
You know, there's so much on TikTok. It's out there to try to save you money, help you do things faster, some life hack or another. But some of those hacks actually will cost you more than they claim to save the money in the first place. There are some life hacks that are actually a bad idea. And I have a few of those here. For example, one that Hawk is known for.
Okay.
Driving to a cheaper gas station across town. They actually make a calculator that lets you know whether or not it's worth your time to drive a certain distance to save money on gas.
Not across town, it's to Spartanburg.
Okay.
Across the county line.
Also, they say a lot of people try to do do-it-yourself repairs, and with big projects, a lot of times they end up spending more than just to have paid to have it done professionally.
That's why I never try anymore, because I've tried to do repairs, and I make it worse, and then it costs me more money, and I'm like, you know, from now on.
Yeah, I tried some tile and grout in my shower, because some of the grout was gone.
See, that'd be hard.
Well, I did the do-it-yourself, and then there was a repair kit and all that stuff. Well, I didn't match the grout. Now I've got, like, part of it's like black grout and like beige. It does not look good, and I don't even know who to call.
Well, a tile and grout person.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly.
And who cares? It's your shower. I mean, if it works.
Yeah.
I'd say give it a couple months, it'll all be mildewed anyway.
That's true. It'll be green grout.
Okay. They say trying to make something for cheaper than you can buy it. Moms are notorious for this. They're like, oh, I can make that cheaper. You really can't. Things are mass produced. They are so inexpensive to make now. It's rare that you make it for cheaper.
But you can in some instances. And when you do, you are on top of the world.
Except you spend all your time.
But it's just a lot of thinking. But then once you get the idea and you're like, this is going to work. I'm telling you, I made a cat door in one of our windows in the house. And if you buy a cat door for a window online, it's like $100+.
Right.
I went and got some foam board, got a little plastic thing, and I made a cat door.
Does it look good?
Shoot, yeah, it does.
Okay, scared the heck out of me.
Okay, but Mom, when she says, you know what, I can make a hamburger just like that when we don't need to go out and eat.
They aren't the same.
It ain't. Yeah. It's not. It's like, she's like, she was out of buns and I had it on white bread.
I've seen the meme going around where it says, instead of spending $15 for a sandwich, I'm going to make my own. It costs you $45 to buy the ingredients.
I know, right? Then you got more for later if you ever make another sandwich.
And we were talking about this yesterday with the salad bars. They weigh the salad. They do it by the pound.
What?
Like at a Harris Teeter.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they weigh it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's still cheaper than me buying lettuce, tomato, you know.
Right,
everything
all
I
the
put
fixings.
On top. And plus, it'll go bad because I don't eat salads.
Is it
often.
Though? Because you told us you spent like $20 on a salad.
That was the hot bar.
Okay, good.
And I think I had ribs and barbecue and a salmon.
Don't ask about his bar bill, though.
No kidding.
No, don't.
You should do that by the pound.
I was big yesterday.
Yeah, charge you for the pound for beer.
All right. Along those lines, they say growing your own food, having a garden is great, but it's easy to end up spending more than you would just buying the food organically. Mm-hmm. And it also applies to raising chickens to save on eggs.
Okay. I get your point there, but some people do like to just, like I got neighbors that have tomatoes in their backyard.
Oh, I love a go. Yeah, it's like on tomato.
Yeah,
you hop that fence, go shopping.
Buying the cheapest option. Sometimes you get away with it, but on things like shoes and clothes, quality tends to last longer.
My dad always said, "You get what you pay for."
Yeah, okay. He was right up until a certain point where they started just charging more for crap that was still crappy made.
Well, he would also buy the cheapest thing at Walmart when he would shop. And I'm like, Dad, you think you're getting what you paid for right there? Because
what did he say?
Yeah, like, oh, it's cheaper. Well, yeah, probably not as good as the name brand.
I mean, honestly, clothes nowadays are so thin and they'll last.
Barely there.
Yes. And like they'll last for about 2 or 3 washes. And you're like, you got all those little lint balls on there. And then you got to buy that little device on Amazon that will, it's like a lint ball eater is what it is. Yeah. And it's electronic. Have you
seen
that?
That's what
those?
They call them.
Yeah, lint ball eater.
Here's a life hack. You don't need to buy the lint ball eaters. You just get some packing tape and use that.
I don't know if that'll pull all the lint balls off. You got to cut them off.
I'm just hoping the lint balls come into fashion. Yeah. I'm ready to see that on the Paris fashion runway. The lint balls on your sweater.
Yeah, and then you lift your shirt up and show the lint in your belly button.
All right, matches. This is taking an ugly turn. One last thing, those meal kit services like HelloFresh and Blue Apron and all that, they say you think you'll order less takeout and you'll spend less on the food, but a lot of people still don't end up cooking it and waste half the food. True. If you want to cook to save money, they say find some recipes and go to the store. But I agree with you, Cato, then you end up spending a bunch of money on stuff that expires before you use it. So I do think that those meal kit services can save you money as long as you make all of them.
Yeah.
Like when we get them sometimes, my wife will like, she'll put them on hold for 6 months and forget. Yeah. And then all of a sudden one of them shows up and she's like, oh, I got to put it back on hold again. And so then that week we have to make 3 meals or we waste food. But they're not bad. You just have to cook.
Yeah.
That's the thing, if you don't.
You don't have to cook with Domino's.
No, you don't.
Yeah. And I got another one to add to the list.
Okay.
It's not worth the trouble. Kids. Because I could just babysit and then go home.
It depends on whether or not you put them to work.
What do you mean?
If you send them off to like a factory or something, you can make your money back.
Huh.
But that's not allowed in our country.
Well, sometimes they come in handy for getting the remote and stuff too. We want to change the channel.
True. I'm going to go ahead and put them in Cato's list. Not worth it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.